Hello?
Hey Shane, this is George. Were you able to figure it out?
I asked the guy. He said he thought it would have been to Shane's Restorations. He's going to look into it and call me back.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, not a problem.
Yeah.
Well, if you need any help, make sure to give us a call.
I know, but how come I kind of find this from Google that you said I already had it?
The only reason that comes to my mind that you can't find it is simply that you're looking in the wrong email.
In the wrong what?
In the wrong email.
In the wrong email.
Exactly. So again, the email is automatically sent to the one and only email that was used to register your Google Verified account. So if you can't find the email, that simply tells me immediately that you're logged into the wrong email.
Yeah. Well, I'm checking all my emails here, Shane Restoration. I checked my other one as well. There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Well, let's just wait for his call, and that way you know what email was originally used.
Okay.
And then once you have that, some more information, give us a call. We'll be happy to move forward from there.
That's all very frustrating, George. This is... kind of seem to nothing works for me anymore. You know, everything I try to do, nothing works. You know, the video, you can't even find an email. Oh, daughter's in hospital.
Which is odd, because you've already found it on the last call we had this conversation.
When was this?
Let me see if I can find a record of it. One moment.
You can't see it there. What are we looking for? Google?
Google Verifying from signing to email. It was Curie Letter from 20 days. Go to this.
Google Live Video Verification. Google Me. Further Account Verification.
Yeah, just look at that one.
Your PIN and request and your link to manage your account. Maybe that's it.
Read it?
Oh, yeah. This might be it here. Read that tune there.
If you have pending requests, you link your account to manage your account.
There you go.
Okay. When you link your existing individual Google Ads account to manage your account, your original account remains unchanged and its account history remains intact. Your account will remain accessible with the same sign-in information as before and the same permissions. Is that it?
Does it give you an option to accept access, allow access?
Yes, it says accept request.
Accept that, please.
Now, I got a screen that come up. It says Groom Code, a couple choices. It says Chrome. Wait, don't. It says Chrome, Google, or default browser app. Which one should I hit?
Chrome,
okay. Okay, now I got a screen that come up that says monitor and perform on the go.
Go on.
It says use the Google Ads mobile app. Experience a smoother way to manage your campaigns. Switch to app.
That's only if you have the app, which I don't think that's the case. Does it give you any other options?
No.
Just that?
Yes.
All right, then do that.
Okay. Now, I just had when you go into the app store, I just had an app come up, and it said get, so should I get it?
Right, so you first need to download it, that's right.
Okay. Oops. I think that was it. Just double click to install.
Did he tell you?
It's installing.
Did he tell you to do that?
It's installing. Okay, I'm going to open it up. It came up, I had three selections, entitled account, Saints Hardware Florida, Florida, and another one says Saints Hardware Florida, Florida.
So there's two of them for Florida?
Yes.
Let me see.
But there's two different numbers also.
What numbers are there?
The second one, it says 109-608-4784.
Next one?
And the next one is 391-213-6605.
So that second one you mentioned was the one that Shane originally gave us. I'm assuming that that is the correct one following what Shane said. So you're going to select that one.
Okay. Monitor performance on the go. Take direction to the account. Get started. Enable notifications, real time and custom notifications to help you keep your campaigns on track. So I'm going to turn it on. Google Ads would like to send you notifications. Notifications I'm going to allow.
Okay.
Now I went to an account overview screen.
Account overview screen. Nothing that's going to have you allow us gain access?
I'm scrolling down. Is there anything that says that anything listed is at the bottom? Go to auto app apply settings. Hold on. Get 50% completed. Turn on notifications. That's set green. See where to get a custom notification.
That's odd. You shouldn't be, that's just like the account itself. Let's go back to the email. Click on allow again. It should, now that you have the app installed, it might let us go into straight into that section. Go ahead and do that, please.
Go back to your email, Shane. I don't have to do it on the iPhones.
Go back to the email.
Yeah, go back to the email.
Okay.
Go all the way to your, where all your emails come up.
You don't want to go back into this one.
No. All back where all the emails come from.
Okay. What email are you looking for?
Now we're back to the email. So we go to the one that we're trying to record the video with?
No, the same one we were on just a moment ago.
Yeah. The email we were just in.
All right, hold on. Let me find it.
No.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, why is this so difficult?
I don't know which one it is, Shane.
We were just in it then. We went outdoors.
I just had to back out of your screen. It's an iPhone. I don't know how to use them.
Google verification, email manager, and business profile. Action required update. Edit local service by update. Action required local service looping. It was Google Biz update how to verify your business March 25th. Keep note, new request local service by Google January 24th. No. Local service add action needed overbalance. Spotify quit the first video. Further action coronavirus at Google. This is a standard Google business profile verification file that can be managed by Trove of Shane's Harbour Floors. You have new pending requests with local splash. Google Ads. Your new pending request linked to your account manager. This is it here. Accept request.
Okay. It
has this sign here, Google Ads.
Okay, I go up to accept request. Chrome.
It's going to say. So, All right, we're back in it now,
I think.
All right, so what do you see?
It went back to the app.
All right, and in the app, did it open anything different, or what do you see?
Switched to app. Oh, yeah. Active overdue. Your ads are running. Learn more.
It gave me...
All campaigns. Last 7 days. Get started. 50% complete. Complete this checklist to get started with Google Ads and mobile app. Turn on notifications. This is it here, George, right? Get started.
That's your account, yeah, but what I need is for you to allow access. So once you click on accept in the email, it just takes you to the app, nothing else happens?
Yeah, it gets switched to app.
Switched to app. I go back into the email and... Accept request. Okay, I'm back into the email here again. And when I hit accept request, I go to Google instead of Chrome, our default browse app.
Try to go to Google, yeah.
Try to go to Google, okay. Also included every day Google AI apps view, best of Google bundle, what's new? It's asking us to get these apps.
Okay, then no, yeah, that's not it. Rick, can you read, instead of skipping through the email, can you read the email to me, please? It might not even be the correct email. Can you read the whole email to me?
Go back to the emails.
Okay, this is the email.
Okay.
This is the email. You have a pending request to link your account to a manager account. LocalSplash.com wants to link your Google Ads account, Shane's Hardwood Floors of Florida, and it has a telephone number of 391-213-6605 to follow manager's account. Manager's account name, LSA sub MCC, manager's account ID. If you accept this link request, the users of the manager account will be able to view, edit, and manage your account and its campaign. Learn more about what managers' accounts users can do and link clients. When you link your existing individual Google Ads account to your manager, your original accounts remain unchanged and its account history remain intact. Your account will remain accessible with the same sign information as before and with the same permission. Learn more about linked accounts to a manager account. To grant access, accept the request. Okay, so now I'm not hitting next, but below that is accept the request. It says if you don't know this manager account and think this request is an unauthorized attempt to access your Google Ads account, decline the request. If you encounter an error message while attempting to link or unlink accounts, then you may most likely run into one of the link limitation related to manager access.
I don't see any link.
Let's see. Is there a link there?
No.
No. I only see accept request. Okay, I'm going to hit accept request again. I'm going to go into Google. And when I hit on Google, it's coming up search with AI images and text. Also include in everyday Google AI apps, best of bundles, view. So it's wanting us to up, it wants us to what here, Matt? Do we download one of these apps?
I don't know.
Let's try Chrome. See if that makes a difference.
Okay.
Monitor ads perform on the go. Use the Google Ads mobile app.
And down here it says switch to app. We don't even get to the app. Go to the default browser one.
Default browser.
Yeah, get out of that and go to the default browser one.
Okay.
See what happens.
Accept request again.
Go to the default browser.
Default browser. Monitor ad performance on the go. So when we hit accept, right?
It's saying switch to app again.
Yeah, switch to apps. Switch to apps. You know, like, how was it? How is it everything that you're telling us to do doesn't work? The video doesn't work, this doesn't work, except a request. You know? Like, everything you're telling us to do doesn't work.
Which is odd that it's telling you all of this. You've already had it done on the other call. I'm not sure why this one it isn't working. The email that you're looking at there that you were reading out to me, is that an email that you just got today?
No. No, it's
the date's on top. Keep going down.
March 26th.
Okay, and again, you click on accept. What is it? Accept invite. Accepts.
Okay, it says accept request and big blue writing, blue and white writing.
And then
white writing.
It says switch tab, right?
To grant access, accept the request. Okay, so I click on the request. I get three options, Chrome, Google, or default browser. And no matter which one of them I hit, ask me to switch. No matter which one of them I hit.
It's asking me to go back to, go into the app.
Going to download an app, right? To download an app.
Download an app or that go into the app that we just downloaded.
Yeah.
Is it asking you to download like a Google Chrome app?
Yeah.
And did you download the Google Chrome app?
Okay, now we're in the account overview.
Right, but when it's telling you to download an app, did you download a Google Chrome app?
Yes.
So that's already downloaded. So you downloaded the Google Chrome app and you also downloaded the Google Ads app, both apps.
I'm not sure about that.
All right, so click again on accept request. Let me know what you get again.
Accept, okay.
We get that little box at the bottom that says Chrome, Google, and then default browser app.
All right, and you select Google Chrome.
And it comes up to go into the app.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit Google.
Okay.
And it's a...
Download an app.
Download an app.
Google search with AI images and text.
But what app is the app you download, though? That's what I want to understand.
It had a V on it. It looks like an upside-down V.
Okay. And that's the app that you downloaded, right?
Yes. That's where we got the overview screen.
Okay, one moment.
Some guy wants your phone number for the motorcycle to call you, so I told him it's numbers on the
Yeah, don't worry about that right
now. No.
All right, well, Shane, I'm going to report this over to see if we have a different way of gaining access, maybe just through settings within the app instead of you hitting on the accept request. Usually when you hit accept request, it should simply just ask you to log into your account and then you're all done after that. But for some odd reason, it's telling you to go to the app or switch to the app. So I'm going to see if we can maybe within the app, you know, for you to give us manually access manually to that profile. If so, I'll be giving you a call with more detail on how to do that, okay?
Okay. Okay. All right, George.
All right, excellent. So we'll talk a little bit later, Shane.
All right. Okay, fine.
Bye-bye.